Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
Yeah. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Giveaway time. It's giveaway time. We want to send you to New York City to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden. This hour's code word is dance. D-A-N-C-E. Dance is the code word. Go to RadioAlice.com. Enter in the word dance and you have a chance to win a pair of sold out tickets to Harry Styles, October 3rd, Madison Square Garden. Plus round trip airfare and a 2-night hotel stay for a winner and a guest. Take the word dance to RadioAlice.com. At 12:05, Mason has another code word for you. And at 5:05, it's Jane with one more. So two more chances to win after this one. Dance is this hour's code word, and it's all courtesy of Columbia Records. Our phone number and our text number, they're the same, 800-400-3697. And you can email us anytime, sarahandvinny@odyssey.com.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
So maybe we were a little hard on, I felt like, oh my God, Rod Stewart just totally ditched his show an hour before.
Oh, and went to a World Cup.
And went to a World Cup game on a private jet, partying it up with his son, dancing, having a grand old time. Well, he almost fainted on stage. He's 81. At this point, I'm like, you know what? Go see all the World Cup games. You're 81. Take it easy.
Yeah, I don't know. I that's one of those weird things where I've heard, I can't think of who was saying it, but it was an older musician who said, there are a lot of these older rock stars that can't get anywhere near the vocals they once did. And they should stop charging people to sing those songs in their name because they can't.
Right.
And he was saying, the minute I can't do the songs that we do,
right?
I'm remembering it was Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
And he was saying,
I think I read those comments.
You can't tell people they're going to come see Rod Stewart if Rod Stewart can't be Rod Stewart.
Right.
But they do and yeah. are, and people pay, and then they get there, and I guess they don't feel ripped off, or they stop. Why aren't they stopping going?
They're right. They're still going. It's like a nostalgia thing, I think, in some of
They'll
these
just
cases.
Go. It's worth it.
It's like Paul McCartney, who obviously I'm a huge fan. I've loved him my whole life. The Beatles are everything. I saw him on, the SNL, and I think he was on like the last night of Colbert. Oh, yeah, that was maybe what I was watching. And he isn't who he was, but I would still pay to see Paul McCartney. I would still go, you know, he's got a great band and
that's
it's
Paul,
him.
Like,
I know.
He's one of the only ones. Yeah, he is one of one.
Right.
Because of the Beatles and everything they did for music in general, you might say it's worth it to say that you were
right.
there. But he's one of
but
one.
But if you're not pulling it, and so, listen, Rod Stewart, he backed out of a gig last weekend so that he could go and watch the Scottish team play in, like, Florida or
but
something.
But he said he was sick.
He did say he was sick, and maybe he was. He almost fainted on stage Friday night in Utah. They had to pull it. He's struggling through a song. He's seen using the piano, stage barriers, and even a pole to hold himself up. And at one point, a couple crew members actually wheeled out an oxygen tank and gave him a breathing treatment on stage. Like, what? Rod said, the show must go on. I nearly haven't fainted there. Would you mind if I sit down for this one? Yes! I paid $700 for this ticket. If you think I'm sexy, not anymore.
Right. Well, yeah, I think that, you know, that's tough.
It is.
I don't know.
I did feel like, oh, maybe he really was sick. But then again, you know, he had an acute upper respiratory infection that has resulted in laryngitis is what they said last weekend.
I don't want to believe he's still performing for the money. So what is it? Is it a need he has to fulfill
that
in himself?
That is possible, right?
I do know if you've been performing your entire life. And like I talked to my kids about this, you can have a small life. You can have a small life where the best day of the week is when you change your sheets, which isn't a bad thing. You know, when you have fresh sheets on and you get in bed and you're like, oh, that might be the the highlight of your week if you're someone who's housebound and you don't want to. But if you want a thrill,
yeah,
if you want an adventure, if you need to have some
excitement in your life,
then you need to go outside and you need to build that life up. And whether that's through surfing,
you need a new plot line,
or getting on stage.
Right.
And that's an example of someone who may not be able to live without it.
Right.
Like, it might be the thing that keeps him young.
It might be. And it might be right. Like that. That's it right there. This is what I do. I've done it my whole life. I really do feel like, who am I without this?
Exactly. So that's a tough one in that you're charging people based on the name you've built your entire life. But you walk out there and they go, what? I've heard better at a karaoke bar.
Yes. Because that person was, you know, 30 years old.
Right. So I don't know. It's a tough one.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe for some people, Rod Stewart is like Paul McCartney is to me. Maybe they're like, I just have to see him one more time.
Mm, well, all right.
Rod Stewart. Next story.
Okay.
This is happened in Hayward.
Hayward?
Yep. Let's see. 3:15 p.m. Friday, this past week, near Jackson Street and Soto Road in Hayward. Listen up, Hayward. Officers were flagged down following reports of an attempted kidnapping. Police say the woman was walking north on Soto Road. She passed a man heading the opposite direction. Without warning, he grabbed her and dragged her roughly 15 to 20 feet. She was screaming and fighting back, and apparently two bystanders jumped into action, sprang into action, forcing the suspect to let go, and he fled the scene. So then the cops get there, and they're like, oh my God, this is crazy. Tell us everything. And they said, the guy looks just like Justin Bieber. If I didn't know better, I would say this guy, he's about 5'7", 120 pounds, bushy hair, thin eyebrows, and distinctive colored eyes. Wearing a t-shirt splattered with red paint, black pants, and a black crossbody bag. Witnesses said, that guy's a Justin Bieber lookalike. So keep your eyes peeled for Justin Bieber. He's trying to abduct women in Hayward.
Oh, we should try and fish him out by throwing one of those. You know how they're doing the lookalike contests?
Oh, that's a great idea.
We should do a Justin Bieber lookalike contest.
This guy will definitely, he just found out that he looks just like Justin Bieber.
He won't be able to pass up $500 if he's in the kidnapping business.
You guys just broadcast the trick, though.
No, he's not listening to us.
Oh, you sure?
He's sleeping in.
He has
tonight.
No right. taste in morning shows.
All right, right fine.
Please. Probably listening to that other show. Like Bland City Boulevard.
I genuinely don't know what else is on when we're on.
Nothing.
Why would you? Of course not.
The morning roast. They're good. Oh, Marcy's good.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
besides Marcy, that.
Yeah, in Jesus, our building, of
right,
course.
Right here right. in our building, there's like 25 people all working right now. There is nothing else, though.
I do
wondering.
Like that, Marcy.
I know
she's wonderful.
Congratulations, Olivia Rodrigo. She scored her third number one album on Billboard. You seem pretty sad for a girl so in love. They are saying it's the set launches with the year's biggest week by units for a solo artist.
I'd forgotten that when I took my daughters to Olivia Rodrigo, we were supposed to go as a family and my wife had COVID. I'd forgotten.
Oh.
So we brought Violet McCutcheon, but she mentioned something in the car this weekend like, man, when she comes back, I am going. And I went, oh, yeah, you weren't with us. Why was that again? She was, I had COVID.
Mm.
But she's good. She's really good, you guys. I'm definitely going to take the fam to go see her again when she rolls back through town.
This is
she's good.
Third number one. Straight to number one.
I'm sure she's no Taylor. Don't get it mixed up. But she's pretty good.
This happened at Madison Square Garden this weekend. There's a band called Goose who was playing there. And a guy fell off the balcony. This was
in the band or in the crowd?
In the crowd.
I know Geese, but I don't know Goose. That's so funny.
You know,
there's a band called Geese.
I know, which I thought to myself, could they just be misprinting this? It's in the Hollywood Reporter. Oh my God, it'd be so funny if it's actually Geese. A man fell to his death.
There's also a Goose band. Goose the band. an American rock band from Wilton, Connecticut, formed in 2014.
Oh.
Goose.
This 51-year-old guy, hip to the goose, according to the NYPD and reports about the incident, the 51-year-old concert goer fell from the high section seating in the arena. Police officers responding to a 911 call found the guy unconscious and unresponsive shortly before 10 p.m. on Saturday night. Injuries indicative of having fallen from an elevated position.
Just trying to party.
Yeah.
Is that the guy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Paul Cooker.
K-U-E. Oh, Goose is a jam band.
Oh.
That happened.
Like a fish.
That happened with one of the jam bands here at
Bill Graham?
Chase Center.
Oh.
Yes. It might have been a fish show.
Do you think it's like they're on psychedelics and think they can fly?
Well,
and...
no, I don't think that they think they can fly, but I think they're dancing and partying and wasted
and tripped.
And those these things go up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're high and there's not a lot. The fall can be, you know, all the way to the bottom.
They're saying he fell from the 300 level to the 100 level. I was 8 seats away, heard it, and saw it. Oh, God. By the way, the concert continued. The band performed its full set, finishing at midnight. Yikes. All right.
This is another one. A 47-year-old man died after falling from an upper level at Chase Center during a fish concert back in 2021.
Oh my God, is it like an animal band name thing?
San Francisco police fish, investigated goose. The, well, they're all jam bands too. That's the other
Black
coincidence.
Crows are a jam band too. God, they're all being named after.
Be safe.
They found no signs of foul play indicating the victim and indicating the victim intentionally leapt from the elevated balcony.
Oh, Jesus. And just thought he could fly. Maybe he was tripping.
You know, I've tripped before, though, and I didn't think I could fly.
You did kind of think you could fly.
No,
remember,
I didn't.
You were sitting on the edge there. You're like,
I was sitting on the edge, seated.
Yeah.
I didn't see if I could fly.
The wind is lifting me. Whoopah.
Sheesh. Oh, anyway, no. Jam bands. Who knew?
Mm. Sounds like a party. And we do have a death. Another death. Sixpence, None the Richer bassist Justin Carey, 50 years old, died after suffering a serious stroke. He died on the 18th. They wrote a nice thing for him. We had a good run, though. Sure had a great time is an understatement. Thank you, Justin. We love you forever.
Is that Kiss Me?
Yeah. Isn't that Sixpence, None the
Richer? We played them.
Oh, we still play them occasionally.
I know, but that was like the building, one of the, you know, the core bands of the early day.
Yeah, definitely. Only 50.
That's pretty young.
Too young.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, that's all I've got time for. Vinny, what do you got coming up?
Push-up bras and more after these. All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This is a story from just a few minutes ago I didn't see it before we started the music news. Clive Davis, hit-making titan of the music industry. Like one of the few like household names of, you know, the behind-the-scenes people. He was a Columbia Records guy, mid-level position at Columbia Records, and rose through the ranks to become one of the most powerful music executives in the world. Shepherding stars like Barry Manilow and Whitney Houston.
I think he's known for his big party, too. Isn't his party's the Grammys party?
Yeah. Yes.
That's the one.
He is dead at 94.
Okay. So a life well lived. Good for him.
Oh, my God. He's recognizable. You know, boy, age. It'll get you. But, you know, seeing him, doesn't he have a famous kid, too?
Clive Davis.
He's not the Red Foo dad or something.
No, I don't think so.
Mm. I don't see anybody that is famous.
Well, there you go. I'm sure there'll be more on this tomorrow, but out of the New York Times today, I'm seeing that Clive Davis has died at 94. Boom. Oops.
Boom.
It was somewhat boomy.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bridge the Gap.
Oh.
It's a generational showdown, Gen X versus Zillennials. Don't miss Bridge the Gap, Wednesdays at 8 a.m. This week, Zillennial Emily from SF takes on Alice's team surgeon.
Super surgeon Deepak for Gen X.
I probably should have proofread that. Yeah, that's my boy. Mm. Deepak is playing for Gen X.
But didn't Deepak say after listening to last week's game, he's like, I didn't know any of the answers.
Yeah, he goes, you're going
to
have to give me the answers. I go, no.
Yeah, that's not how the game works. No.
And he said, well, I don't know if I can. I said, listen, you're smarter than every one of us put together. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, in medicine. Good.
Do a surgery on one of us while you're answering the questions, and I'm sure you'll come out on top.
Everyone knows. You're a doctor. I'm sorry. You're a surgeon.
Yeah. Oh, you're a surgeon.
Don't worry.
Honey, he's a surgeon. Oh.
So, there you go, everyone. We'll see you this Wednesday at 8. Morning cloud, sun later, high of about 80, depending on where you're at. And some places will not clear, like the beach had been kind of socked in over the weekend.
And continued to be.
Yeah, I teased you with bras. This is one of those things. There's an ever-changing attitude towards, you know, stuff.
Bras.
In general, you know, what should we show? What shouldn't we show? What should we wear? What shouldn't we wear? Gen Z revives sexy fashion trend that was previously declared extinct.
Oh, what is it?
It's the push-up bra.
Oh, I didn't know that was extinct.
Gen Z has officially said goodbye to the wireless triangle bralette and as the push-up bra stages a massive, unapologetic comeback around the world. 10 years after British Vogue infamously declared that cleavage was dead, the fashion pendulum
nobody listened
has swung in the opposite direction.
All right, so
Gen Z
boobs
says,
are back.
Yeah, let me show you something.
Hey, look at this.
But don't look. My eyes are up here.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun for all you young men out there to
sneak peeks
to
without getting caught.
Right. I mean, that's always the setup, isn't it? Mm. Looking right here. Well, I don't know. It's gorgeous. Sorry.
Yeah. You should draw some eyes on there so I can look at your eyes. Mm-hmm.
Are those chicken breasts? What are those chicken
cutlets?
Are those still a thing?
I don't know. I don't know.
I had a girlfriend that I had a lady that I was dating that wore those, and she did not need them. And I don't know and unfortunately for her,
she wanted to pour out of the top.
Well, no, she had she wanted more, and she didn't. She had small boobies, and she looked great. And I don't know what she was tripping on, but she had those cutlets, and my dog at the time, this was a long time ago, did end up picking one of them up. Didn't ruin it, but I was like,
oh my God. She's lucky because they, you know,
they are just little silicone, yeah. Like, you know,
flaps, half boobs,
yeah,
bottom boobs.
I wouldn't
bottoms.
Know, but anyway, the push up bra, it's back, cleavage, it's back.
I wasn't aware it went away, but thank you for the fashion update because you are the only place I get those.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
Have you ever, while dressing at home by yourself, said to yourself, this is too much boob. I'm going to put on a different shirt.
Probably. I'm not one for
showing skin.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But I really don't buy a lot of clothes that do, so maybe I haven't.
It's interesting because there are people who are incredibly comfortable with that, and it's a part of them.
Yeah.
As in, I show this. This is cleavage is an accessory I use liberally. And then there are others who would say, I don't want that attention.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I don't want you to look at me like that.
Mm. Or they want to be able to, they want to see it in the mirror and they don't want anyone else to look at it.
Yeah, don't look.
Don't
let me catch
you. My eyes are
looking.
Up here. Stop yeah. it.
Seems like a setup, but you know, you're allowed to do you. Anyway, the push-up bra's back.
Great. Great news. I'll whip out all my old push-up bras.
It's no surprise Meta seems to be reporting low employee morale as they've laid off thousands and even admitted maybe they made some mistakes in their AI plans.
Did they?
Well, they have said, yeah, we may have not handled that well. Morale at Meta is reportedly near the worst it's ever been. To help fix it, the tech giant will offer staff more snacks.
Oh, well, that's nice. That'll cheer him right up.
It is crazy how food is like a thing, you know, even though you're bummed. Well,
and can you bring back the skee ball?
You're fired. Here's a cookie.
I want two cookies.
All right, two cookies.
They say the Cambridge Analytica was probably the worst problem they've experienced, but this is right up there. The most recent scandals, the firings, the mass layoff of 8,000 workers last month, amounting to 10% of its workforce.
Yikes.
While 6,500 others were involuntarily reassigned to work on its AI models.
Train these guys up, would you? Thanks.
So, things are a little tough over there at Meta. Next story. A 6-year-old boy in Norway made an extraordinary discovery on a school field trip when he found a 1,300-year-old sword buried in the ground.
Oh.
The artifact is a single-edged iron sword that likely dates back to the early Viking era.
That is awesome. And if, I love that a little Norwegian boy found it because it probably is he's a direct descendant of the guy who wielded that. Raping and pillaging all over Norway.
After teachers called the authorities, experts confirmed its historical significance, and it's now in a museum for preservation.
Oh, it's a girl who found
that's just one of the pictures. The one over there is the boy.
They say it's a 6-year-old boy in the story.
Oh, okay. I guess these things are laying around everywhere because girl 8 pulls a 1,500-year-old sword. There must have been some epic battle right where that happened. You would think that that place would be metal detected to death. You know, how are we finding 1,300-year-old Viking swords still? Haven't they all been found by now? As soon as those things were invented.
Well, they're missing out. They really need to market to the people scanning beaches all over America that this is the place to bring your little scanner and your little Hoka.
8-year-old Swedish American girl, 9-year-old girl from Sweden, 6-year-old boy finds ancient Vikings. Man, these things are everywhere.
Okay.
Well, we got to go to that beach.
I don't want any part of that.
Oh, all right.
A woman in New York gave her 91-year-old grandmother a wonderful surprise by showing her a never-before-seen video of her wedding from 1955.
What?
A 91-year-old grandmother got a wonderful surprise. This woman in New York gave her 91-year-old grandmother a wonderful surprise by showing her a never-before-seen video of her wedding from 1955.
How'd she
The footage find had out? Been hidden away for years and was just recently discovered.
Is it on actual film?
It allowed this woman to relive her wedding day for the first time in 70 years.
Wow.
Imagine you never saw it, and now here you are. You're 91, and you're looking back at your youthful self.
That's pretty crazy. So I assume the husband's?
Yeah, it doesn't seem that he's still around. Yeah. But, you know, aging, it happens to you. You think it takes forever, and it doesn't.
You look at a picture from 2 years ago, you go, Jesus Christ. Christ,
what is
this? 2 years have just been the death of my face.
I told you I made a new friend at the beach. We were talking about a few things, and I said, I'm 57. And he goes, whoa. I go, Jesus, take it easy.
How old is he?
I don't know. But it is true. It took a second for me to kind of go, yeah, that doesn't seem right. How did I go 57? It's a blink. You know what I mean? From 40 to 57 is a blink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does.
You're pushing 60. I was like, all right, take it easy.
I'll be 60 in a few months. Yeah.
What?
I know. Incredible.
One more story.
You just never think you'll get that old.
No, well, I mean,
it happens to other people.
It sneaks up on you. That's the problem. An artist from the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah.
Who survived aggressive brain cancer is now expressing his gratitude by painting portraits of the doctors and caregivers who helped save his life.
Oh, that's nice.
His name is Vincent Saratella.
Oh.
He's a former Pixar animator. He says painting each portrait in his way of is his way of saying thank you and celebrating the hospital workers who guided him through his fight.
Brain cancer.
He believes he would not be alive today if not for them.
Mm.
And so this is a local guy. Here's what he looks like. He's a good-looking kid. Big glasses.
Oh, he doesn't look that old either.
He's a Pixar guy, that, or was. I guess he had to stop working while he was dealing with, you know, brain cancer.
Yeah. Yes.
That's one of those things.
Yeah, I think you should really focus on the brain cancer.
But he lived, so congratulations.
Boy, he's a great artist.
The pictures are really good.
Cool likenesses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah? Oh, no. Let's play. Oh, 800-400-3. It's a new day, new week.
It's a whole new day.
800-400-3697, and Maddie is on the show.
707, I have one breast that even with a bra is noticeably lower than the other.
Oh, goodness.
I tuck one of those bra cutlets into that bra to help the other droopy guy look closer to the same level as the good one.
Ah, you got a good one and a bad one.
There isn't a bad boobie. Not anywhere.
Usually they come in fairly matched sets, you know.
Yeah, but I know. But they also
it's hard
they
when they don't
different.
Match. Yeah,
that's okay.
I had a girlfriend who had one like little apple one and one like banana one, and she was just like, "Look, it's like a fruit bowl."
That's delightful.
Yeah. Fruit salad, yummy.
I would love that.
Yeah.
510, can I get a happy birthday shout out to my beautiful wife Julie, who's a big listener from San Ramon.
Julie.
Did you say Julie?
Julie.
Okay.
Julie.
Jula.
707.
Happy birthday, Jew.
You guys wear blah colors on the show. It's nice that Maddie adds some color today.
I've got my Catzilla shirt on today. Hold on.
Oh, that's colorful.
That's pretty colorful, but you can't see much of it. You just see the top of the
head.
You see the top of the cat's head.
I don't feel like we normally wear blah colors.
I wore a bright yellow sweater last week.
Yeah, and Maddie's wearing a peach-colored zippy.
Well, no, she's saying that's the color she's seeing today.
She likes it.
She likes the color.
She likes the orange.
I get it.
We suck. Hey, I just want to say in our defense, we're radio people.
Yeah.
You know,
we weren't supposed to be on camera.
Yeah, we're, you know, face for radio. That's the story all these years. And all of a sudden, now we're on YouTube. Well, this is what you get.
And we get dressed at 3 a.m.
That is true. We can't even see. put on clothes.
One more, talking about seeing artists over their age. Recently saw Paul Simon at Frost Amphitheater in Stanford. He's not worth seeing anymore. No longer can perform well, so he shouldn't. Very disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the tear. I was trying to say that. Like, I understand you go to Paul Simon or Rod Stewart, and you expect to see Rod Stewart, and then this guy way past his prime who can't sing his songs is who you get. Sucks. Yeah.
All right, today we're going to play for the Daily Game, Apple Music's top 20 streamers of all time.
Mm. All time?
Yep, Apple Music just released like all the streaming that has been done. I don't know, so maybe it's been like 20 years. I have no idea when they started streaming.
Apple Music? I think, I remember Taylor Swift was involved when it first started.
Let's see here, hold on.
Like 2010?
No, Apple Music launched.
Please do not look because you will see this list.
So no, I'm just telling you that it launched like in 2005.
This goes back to the launch, which they don't give me a date for. We're just gonna. Yeah. This is all the streaming that Apple Music has ever done. All you have to do is tell me which act is higher on the list than the other one.
Okay.
And Maddie's coming in with 2 points.
I just got one. You're giving me two?
The roofie point, okay. Yeah. Right. Oh, did you lose one?
Remember Jenkins.
A point for roofies?
You gave it to him.
I did?
Yes. Yeah. And Bob gets one for being the closest to being smarter to Scott.
That's a participation trophy if I've ever heard of one.
Well, I figured you'd appreciate it.
Thanks.
Just tell me which act is higher on the list than the other. Ed Sheeran or Little Baby?
Ed Sheeran.
Little Baby.
Ed Sheeran.
It is Lil Baby at number 6 on the all-time streamers. Ed Sheeran, number 18. Who's higher on the list? Post Malone or Young Boy Never Broke Again?
Young Boy Never Broke Again. I'm going for the long shots.
I don't know that person, so I'm going with Posty.
Going Posty.
I've never heard of the guy either, Posty.
It is YoungBoy Never Broke Again. Number 4 most streamed artist on Apple Music.
So this just proves what I already thought, that nobody's using Apple Music.
Post Malone is number 10.
I use it too.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Who's higher on the list? Rod Wave or Justin Bieber?
Rod Wave.
Oh, I'm going to go Bieber.
Rod Wave.
Rod Wave is the correct answer.
Oh, no.
Who are these things?
I know. With my own bit.
Rod Wave is 17th and Justin Bieber is 19th on this list. All right, here we go. Bad Bunny or Ariana Grande?
Ooh, that is a Bad Bunny all the way.
Streamer.
But Bad Bunny's globally huge and they don't really have iPhones globally. It's really a U.S. thing.
Bad Bunny or Ariana Grande?
The Bad Bunny.
Ariana Grande.
It is Bad Bunny.
Okay.
Number 5 on the list. Ariana Grande is number 12. Who has streamed is ahead in the list of streamers? Eminem or Kendrick Lamar?
Oh, this is easy. It's Eminem.
Kendrick.
I'll just say Eminem because I love him.
It is Kendrick.
Ugh.
Dang it!
Kendrick is at number 14. Eminem's at number 20. Who is on top of this list? Is it Taylor Swift or Drake?
Drake
is the correct answer, unbelievably. Numbers 1
it
and 2 right there.
It seems pretty clear that the hip-hop audience loves Apple Music.
Yeah.
Who's higher on the list? Future or Kanye West?
Future.
I'll go Future.
Kanye West.
Future is the correct answer. Number 3 on the list. Drake, Taylor, Future. Kanye West is down at number 9. And finally, who is higher on the list? Travis Scott or The Weeknd?
Travis Scott.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd is number 7.
Every single one wrong except for the time I stole.
No, you got 3 of them.
Oh.
But you didn't win. Maddie has won.
All right.
Score 7-5-4.
That story and that background, he deserves a good win.
Woo!
Maddie.
Boy, he won the whole show. Start to finish.
Winner.
Yeah. Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. We have your chance to win tickets to Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden, 12:05 and 5:05 with Mason and Jane. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.